Praise the name of Jesus. Our text is from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 1 to 5. Therefore, when we could endure it no longer, we thought it best to be left behind at Antioch alone. And we sent Timothy, our brother and God's fellow worker, in the gospel of Christ to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith, so that no one could be disrupted by these afflictions. For you yourself know that we have been destined for this. For indeed, when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction. And so it came to pass, as you know. For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you and our labor would be in vain. Heavenly Father, it is my prayer today, God, that your word will bless our heart. It is my prayer today, O God, that your love will cover us. It is my prayer today, O God, that as we hear your word, Father, the Holy Spirit will minister to us and God will live to your glory. I thank you today for all you have done and thank you, God, for loving us and taking care of our needs. Thank you, Father. Though we face challenges around the world, but you have promised us you will not leave us neither forsake us. You will not disappoint us in anything. Thank you for today. Take your glory, Jesus. Amen. Well, today, I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak on the theme, concern for the kingdom of God. How many of us are concerned about the kingdom of God? How many of us are willing to sacrifice our time and resources for the kingdom of God? How many of us are willing to take risks when it comes to the kingdom of God? How many of us are willing to abandon our activities and give our life for the kingdom of God? How many of us are willing to take risks with our life for the kingdom of God? Now, from this passage, I understand that Apostle Paul experienced persecution in Thessalonica, and he went to Berea. He also went to Antioch, and he saw that there was a need that he needed to go back again to Thessalonica because it was a new church established and young believers needed to be trained and nurtured. But because of the persecution and experience, and his life was at risk, he needed to go to other places as well. He has to send Timothy to go back to strengthen the believers there and encourage them in their faith. Now, Paul reminded them that they were called to suffer for the gospel. In verse 4 here, he said, for indeed, when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction. And so it came to pass, as you know. Paul reminded the believers that they were going to suffer affliction. Now, this is something we need to be aware of. Sometimes God will allow our challenges, he will allow our persecution, he will allow difficult times for us. But he promised he would be with us in everything. And so they will not always be the way you expect it. Sometimes the battle will be there, the challenges will be there. And one thing we need to be aware is that we always have opposition. We always have opposition. Jesus told disciples in John chapter 16, verse 33, he said, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have trouble. They have overcome the world. So it tells us that challenges will be there. So Paul reminded the believers in Thessalonica that they're going to face some suffering. They're going to go through some difficult time. And they were aware. So when the persecution came, they were already aware. But Paul was still concerned about them because their level of faith were not too strong. And so he did not want to leave them alone, so that when the tempter comes, they will tempt them and their labor will be in vain. And Paul did not want to labor. And the result be bad. And so his concern was, we can go back, we can encourage them and keep them on track. Now my question here is that how many of us are waiting to make the sacrifice? How many of us here are waiting to go through the difficult time? How many of us here are waiting to suffer for the kingdom of God? There are believers around the world who are going through tough times for the kingdom of God. But I can assure you, because this is the word of God for our life, and I've read the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 13 to 15. But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from meaning about this man, how much harm he did to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to ban all who call on your name." In verse 15 says, "But the Lord said to him, 'Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel.'" 16 saying, "For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." Now, this is something that God himself has approved, that the apostles Paul will suffer for the sake of the kingdom of God. And so, he was willing to go through the suffering. The Lord enabled him to go through the suffering aspect of his kingdom. Now, I want us to understand that many of us have been called by God to suffer for the kingdom work. It can be your resources. It can be your time. It can be whatever you offered. They are all sacrifices we made. Other people may not be able to go, but their donation help the kingdom of God, help promote the kingdom of God. Other people may not be able to go, but their prayers are powerful in the field of ministry. Other people have the time to go, and it enables them to reach lost souls around the world. I believe all of us are making sacrifices one way or the other. But I've come to encourage all of us that God has called us to contribute to his kingdom work, to make sacrifices to his kingdom work, no matter how difficult it may be, no matter how challenging it may be. Like, take for instance, in Liberia, many of us cannot afford. But we have the opportunity to go. And we have the means to get to people and speak to them concerning the kingdom of God. But we may not have the resources. I believe in many countries, they have the resources, but they don't have the opportunity we have to carry the gospel. So we are all challenged around the world. But it cannot stop us from contributing to the kingdom of God. We can still find an opportunity to go. Yes, I may not have money, but I have time. I may not have money, but I have the opportunity to reach someone. I can do that, and God is going to bless me. And those that have the money, and they may not be able to go, can also contribute their resources, and the kingdom of God will still be blessed. But the most important thing is to be concerned about the kingdom of God. Paul was concerned about the kingdom of God. He has a purpose, and the purpose was to reach lost souls around the world and establish churches that souls will be saved, be discipled, and be commissioned. Paul was concerned about their faith, that they would not be carried away by any form of doctrine. Hallelujah. So as believers, I know we all are concerned, and the Lord is blessing us in His own way. But I want to encourage you all that today, if you are sitting around and thinking, what can I do for God? Or looking at your challenges, I don't want you to look at the challenges you face. I want you to look at the kingdom of God. I don't want you to look at the problem you're going through. I want you to look at Jesus Christ and listen to God, what He's telling you to do. If God is telling you, leave your country, go to this country, I will take care of you. Go, and God will take care of you. If God is speaking to you, though there is danger, but I'm saying go, I will protect you, then go. If the Lord is telling you, whatever you have to take care of your family or do other things, use it for my kingdom. Go ahead and use it for God's kingdom, and God will surely provide. I want to encourage you today that the Apostle Paul was strong in his faith. He was focused because God instructed him to do his will. If the Lord is calling you, don't delay it. Get on your feet and start to do the will of God. As I leave you today, I want to encourage you, be strong in the Lord. Be concerned about His kingdom. Has a focused mind. Focus on the kingdom of God. And be concerned about the faith of others. Because there are many people who accept Jesus, but they don't have a strong faith to hold them in time of difficulties. As you encourage other people, as you strengthen them in their faith, you will help them to stand strong. I want us to pray, trusting God in every difficult times we experience, knowing that He sent us and He promised us He will not leave us neither forsake us. No matter how dangerous it may sound to us, no matter how challenging it might be to us, we still believe God is the caretaker and the provider, and He will take it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You today. Heavenly Father, thank You for this great man, the Apostle Paul, Father, who was waiting to go through the sacrifices He went through for the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, we pray because we are also called in the same line, even though we are all in the learning curve. But we pray, O God, that Your Holy Spirit will direct us to do what You want us to do. Father, Satan is on the rampage, fearing us day by day that other things are dangerous for us to do. But God, we pray, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit will direct our path. We pray, O God, that You will touch our heart. We pray, O God, that You will take care of our needs. O God, we thank You for our nation, Liberia, and other nations around the world. Father God, the challenges we face in our country are all in Your care. Father, You can best help us that we'll be able to carry out the gospel. We thank you. We don't have the money, but we have the desire. We pray to God that you will bless our heart for your kingdom. And God, those that you have directed us to, Father, that they will be able to accept your word and believe in you. Father, strengthen them as well, Father, as they live for you. That at the end, Father, we all will glorify your name. Thank you now and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.